The camp director came to the campers at the Big Island, Big Bear Island summer camp one morning. The night before it had stormed terribly. I mean, it was a horrendous storm. And he told them, ladies and gentlemen, I have some good news and I have some bad news for you. The bad news is that last night's storm not only knocked out our power, but also the ferry that from the mainland. And because we don't have any power, the refrigerators stopped working, and so all the food that we had, what little we had left, was spoiled. Unfortunately, all we have left then are some old cans of spinach. The good news is we have a lot of old cold spinach. The world is full of problems and pain and suffering. The one thing that we seem to have plenty of in this world is a lot of pain. We thought maybe when the Cold War was over, things would let up a little bit. There wouldn't be quite as many wars or something like that, but somehow war and famine and pestilence and drought and hurricanes and earthquakes. Now we got an earthquake in New Zealand. All of them keep coming, the oil spill. In Africa, we have a mixture of starvation and AIDS and civil war and overpopulation and lousy government. And that's just the big global things. What about us? A lot of us are in the midst of pain, sorrow, suffering. It becomes very personal. We have friends or family that move away or die, or we're faced with problems that just almost seem to want to overwhelm us. Pain everywhere. In the scripture this morning from Luke, Jesus is telling the crowd what it takes to be a disciple, and he says it's a tough road to follow. He says you have to hate your mother and your father, your sister and your brother. Now when he says hate, what they were meaning was that you have to put him second. Life itself has to be placed second to me if you want to be my disciple. You have to be willing to pick up and carry your cross. Now for Jesus, this cross was a symbol of the ultimate pain of this world. It was on this cross that he was nailed with spikes in his hands and his feet. It was on this cross that he was allowed to slowly bleed to death. It was there that he hung, thirsty, hungry, reviled by his enemies and betrayed by his friends. It was this cross that he carried that we now know forgiveness because of his pain that and the pain he endured, we can know forgiveness. It was this cross that transformed our lives. If we are to be disciples, to follow our teacher, our example, then we're going to have to pick up our cross, pick up the pain and the suffering of this world, and get involved where we least want to be involved, and then hurry to catch up to the master. Now, a lot of people say that discipleship is really kind of easy. You'd show up on Sunday morning wearing the right clothes, sing a couple hymns, smile a lot, say, Jesus, at least three times, and everything will be okay. But discipleship is not an end around our problems. There's nothing in the Bible that says that faith equals a life of ease, that if we have Jesus in our life, all our problems will disappear and we'll get everything that we want in life. To continue the analogy, the football analogy, it's like a fullback trying to take it up the middle. He bobs and weaves looking for holes. He has some friends to help him out a little bit. But ultimately, the world is out there grabbing at him, pulling at him, trying to trip him up, and when they do, they pile on. And they don't mind doing it. Discipleship requires us to accept the reality of pain and sorrow in our lives, to know that they are a part of the cost of sin, and that we can't avoid it. But it's also to confront and share in the world's pain, to stand with them in that pain and to stand with them against those who would bring pain. Now, Christians are not masochists. We're not in it for the pain to show how holy we are or how much pain we can suffer and still be a believer. There's nothing religious or faithful about being a long-faced, long-suffering, dour Christian. In fact, Christians have every right in the world to be happy. I mean, we've got the greatest promise of all, don't we? The promise of eternal life, the promise of resurrection, the promise of forgiveness. We've got it all. And we ought to be the happiest people in the world. But like Jesus carrying his cross, we're called to lift the burden of pain and carry it. And like Jesus, we're called to transform that pain. See, enter into the pain and the suffering of this world in order, like Jesus, to transform them and redeem them from the world. Jesus transformed the cross. He took an item of hate and anger, a rough, heavy wooden beams that he had to carry that had for centuries been a symbol of torture and death, and then turned them into a symbol of life. He took that ugly cross and turned it into something beautiful, something that we put on our churches, on the walls, something that we put around our necks, something we sing and preach and pray and write about all the time. In his dying, accepting the pain of death for us, he has redeemed death. He has taken it away from fear and darkness and out from under the power of evil and brought it into a new relationship with God. Instead of fear and sorrow, we discover life, new energy, new possibilities, new order. As disciples, we're called to be transformers, to take the pain of this world, not to endure it, but to change it, to transform the pain and redeem the world, to take anger and hate out of the world and transform them into peace by living the peace of Jesus Christ, to take despair of those whose lives have been destroyed and transform it into hope by bringing joy to life, to take the hunger of people and with love and compassion share food out of our abundance and transform that hunger into a chance for new life, to take the pain of death and redeem it, to buy it back from the world, to pay with our love and concern to bring new life and hope and future out of the pain. Now, there's a saying you probably know that if the world gives you lemons, make lemonade. The world gives you something sour, something unpleasant, something painful. Change it. Transform it. Redeem it. Redeem those lemons so they can be useful after all. To do that, you need some kind of transforming agent. You need a change agent, something to redeem it. What do we use to transform lemons into lemonade? Sugar. That's the transforming agent. That's the change agent. Well, the world needs a change agent, something to redeem it from the evil and the pain and the sorrow of this world and make it useful again. And that change agent is you. There's nobody else. You are called to bring this world out of the pain and sorrow and trouble that it's in order to change it and make it better. If you want to be a change agent, if you want to be a transformer, then you're going to have to pick up your cross. You're going to have to hate your mother and your father, your sister, your brother, life itself, and give yourself to Jesus Christ to take up your cross and shoulder the burden for them so that you can be a change agent for Jesus Christ. Amen.